Could you elaborate a bit on this year's theme for the International Day of Forest?
By 2050, we think that about 70% of all the people in the world will actually be living in cities. And most of this growth will be fast and unplanned, particularly in places like Africa and Asia. And so this will have a highly damaging effect on the natural resources surrounding the cities. And more cities will be actually facing issues like poverty, hunger, lack of resources, and they will suffer the effects of environmental degradation, such as floods, water shortages, and landslides. So while on the one hand, trees and forests are the first resources to be actually affected by urbanization, they get cut down, they get destroyed, and so on, their preservation and sound management can also be part of the solution. So trees and forests in the city and around the city can actually provide a very useful contribution to improve the sustainability of urban development and also increase the livelihood and well-being of urban communities. So to highlight this important role of forests and to highlight the contribution to SDG 11, which is to make cities and human settlements inclusive, safe, resilient, and sustainable, the Collaborative Partnership on Forests, which is an organization of all the main forestry actors around the world, has decided to devote this day to forest and sustainable cities to highlight this important contribution to sustainability.
What is the role of forest in and around urban areas?
A green city is where you have trees and forests and other green spaces, and these trees are grown in a, they say, harmonious way, in a proper way, make an urban environment a much better, much healthier place in which to live. So trees can increase the quality of the, let's say, the urban environment in many different ways. First of all, I think very simply, they can act as a filter and absorb all the pollutants from the air. They can also provide a space for recreation and sports, so people can actually have an active lifestyle, and then decrease the health issues such as cardiovascular diseases, respiratory diseases, and can also help reduce stress. By providing shade, they can also help adapt to the increasingly hot summers. Climate change is on us. They can also provide shelter from heavy rains in many tropical countries. On a wider scale, they can contribute to climate change mitigation. They can absorb carbon and they can reduce emissions. Then they have some important contribution also to the overall stability of the landscape. They can increase the permeability of soil, retain water, stabilize soils, and reduce the risk of landslides, which is many very frequent in, unfortunately, many degraded areas of cities in developing countries. They can also have some more practical applications. People collect fruits in cities, and they actually use them or eat them or sell them. And this is quite common in Asia or in some parts of the Near East. The forests around the city can also provide fuel wood. In many countries, fuel wood is still an important way of providing energy. Then they can also have some economic aspects. They increase property value. A house that has a nice park, a nice garden across the street is worth more. Then it can also help reduce the cost of air conditioning, or it can reduce the heating costs by shielding the winds from the north. And basically, overall, we also have an important effect on water. The forests around the cities can filter the water, make sort of sure that we have clean water in our reservoirs and can use it directly. So I'd say, concluding on this, I'd say there's also an important role in social equity. By having a good distribution of green spaces, you're reducing the gap between the rich and the poor neighborhoods, and you're creating a sense of community. People can actually meet in parks, have social functions, and can ensure the preservation of cultural and spiritual values. So overall, I think there's a lot of different benefits.
Could you tell us more about the publication being presented on the International Day of Forests, Inspiring Urban Forestry Stories from Cities Around the World?
We have seen in our experience that many cities have actually been moving towards greener urban models. They're investing in trees, in forests, in parks, and other green spaces, what we call green infrastructure of the city versus grey infrastructure. And they're using this to tackle urban issues such as stormwater runoff management, cooling the city, reducing pollutions, and basically improving the life of their citizens. And so to mark the occasion of the IDF, we have invited colleagues from 15 different cities around the world, different sizes, different continents, to tell us how they have done this, in which ways the city has invested to make the cities a better place by using urban trees and forests. Of course, it's just an overview. It's far from exhaustive. There are many other good examples. We just picked a few to demonstrate the point. However, these stories, I think, provide really a good overview of the wide range of goods and services that are provided by urban forests and trees. Nevertheless, I mean, all the cases, large, small, north, south of the world, can provide some useful lessons. And our idea is that these would inspire cities to actually replicate this approach, adapt and maybe scale up these strategies towards more sustainable cities. So, I mean, overall, we are convinced, and we hope that this publication will help, to highlight how forests and trees have the power to transform cities into greener, healthier, and happier places in which they live.
Thank you very much for being with us, Mr. Borelli.
Thank you.